Scott Golden, chairman of the Tennessee Republican Party. Good morning and welcome to Nashville's Morning News.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Thanks for having me.
2018 is going to be an exciting year in Tennessee. We've got one of the three biggest, probably one of the three biggest U.S. Senate races in the country, and we've got a governor's race on top of that, plus a lot of other stuff, too. But that Senate race is going to attract a lot of attention to the volunteer state.
Yeah, I tell people that we are the only state in the nation that has an open governor, open Senate race so far.
Ah, is that right? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, only Senator Corker, Senator Flake of Arizona are retiring. In Arizona, the governor is running for reelection. So right now we are first among the 50 with competitive elections. So, yeah, we're in a good position. It's going to be quite an exciting 2018.
A good position for what? What does that do? How does that make this election year different in terms of what goes on, money raised, and all of that stuff?
Yeah, that's it. It's the attention that comes with it when you are, you know, have those two open seats. The last time that it happened in Tennessee was 2002. Of which, you know, obviously that's when Phil Bredesen, you know, won his first election for governor. So that was 16 years ago that these instances were in place. So it's going to be fun. There's a lot of attention being paid for it. I mean, I think with Governor Bredesen getting into the race, yesterday everybody had their analysis of what it means and all of that. Look, it's a great opportunity to highlight the philosophical differences between what the Republicans believe and what the Democrats believe.
And there is one thing different about this, because Phil Bredesen is still a popular figure in Tennessee. He did win in 2006. He won every county, including every Republican county. He won, 69% of the vote. Trying to campaign against him in a negative way is going to be tricky, and that's what most campaigns are. How do you see that playing out?
Well, I think, look, there will be a wonderful time for examination of Governor Bredesen's record. And, running for reelection as a governor, we've had, you know, going back to Governor Dunn, you know, who was the last governor that could only serve 4 years in 1970 to 74. Every governor, Republican and Democrat, has won a second term, more or less, by a fairly wide margin. So, you know, I don't know that you would read a whole lot into his 2006 campaign. He was there. Everybody, you know, everybody was fine with the direction that the state was headed, and you had to mount. Of course, you know, Tennessee was a lot different in 2006 and 2002. This is what's going to be fascinating to me, is to watch the Democrat primaries play out. I mean, you know, we had a vote this week where we had two Democrat members of Congress from Tennessee. One voted to impeach Donald Trump. One didn't.
Yeah.
Where does Governor Bredesen stand on that?
I want to know how are all these daily more revelations of sexual misconduct allegations, how is all that going to affect political races in general? And is there any likelihood that that is going to affect the two top political races in Tennessee?
I don't think. I guess anything's possible. These revelations have seem to be coming hourly, you know. It's unfortunate. I mean, you know, look, it's sin. It's a fallen world. You know, it's terrible. But I do think it's good that there's transparency coming out of it. At least, you know, that people are beginning to take a look and figure out what workplace appropriate behavior is. But yeah, I mean, I think, look, I know for our side that I can speak for our candidates running for senator or governor or Congress. I mean, these are all capable, very talented, accomplished individuals. So I personally know our side. I think that they're great. I wouldn't expect to see any of those types of scandals from our side. You know, let's hope that it doesn't reach the Tennessee shores, if that's not what we're talking about, as opposed to our visions.
Well, it's already reached
the country of the state.
Yeah, it's already reached one Tennessean. Harold Ford just got fired because of similar allegations. The man who ran against, I think he's the one that ran against Senator Corker the first time, wasn't
that's
he?
Correct. Yeah. That's correct. That's correct. Absolutely, yes.
So, yeah, I mean, you really never know who this is going to affect, unfortunately. And there were 268 payouts from that hush fund slush fund in Congress. And only three members of Congress have resigned so far. So who knows what's going to happen between now and then. But I can't help but think it's going to just infect, give a kind of a sleazy feel to 2018 campaigning in general. I don't know how you keep it out of any campaign, really.
It's unfortunate. Again, maybe it's great. We need to be talking about how people, obviously, I have a wife and I have daughters. And so, you know, believe me, I've started kind of questioning, you know, what type of environment are they headed into if this is the normal stuff. And the more we can, you know, light is a great disinfectant. Let's get it out there. The people that have done wrong and repetitively done wrong, let's get them out and you know, go from there. But
One final thing. In his announcement yesterday, former Governor Bredesen, sitting on his porch giving his Mr. Rogers announcement that he was joining the race, said it's going to all be about opioids, about improving Obamacare, and about fiscal irresponsibility in Washington. And he provides exactly his record as governor proves that he's capable of getting some fiscal responsibility in Washington. Where's the weakness in that argument? The biggest weakness in that argument?
Well, the biggest weakness in that argument is his first vote, right? I mean, he will have to vote for Chuck Schumer to be the leader of the Senate on his first vote. I mean, Senator Alexander has a wonderful example of literally the chair, the desk is taken from the Republican side and put on the Democrat side. The furniture is physically moved. So when you support Chuck Schumer and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, that's who you're going to be caucusing with. So you can tell me that, well, I have my ideas and I've got a great record. The reality of it is you are going to be in a room with people that fundamentally see the world differently than most folks in the state of Tennessee.
I think I just got an idea of how this campaign is going to go. You're not going to run against Phil Bredesen. You're going to run against Chuck Schumer.
unless Governor Bredesen would like to say that he's not going to vote for Chuck Schumer, I think that would be a question that he needs to answer, quite frankly. So, I mean, again,
well, of course he's going to vote for Schumer. Of course he's going to vote for Schumer. You know that. I'm just telling you, if you think that's going to be a strong campaign issue, okay, fine. But I think people.
Sure, that's. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Scott, thank you. We've gone over time. I'd love to explore that more, but we've gone over time. Yeah. And we will get plenty more chances to talk about this race as time goes. Look forward to it.
Ralph, have a great Christmas. Great holidays. Thank you for having
me. Merry Christmas to you, Scott, and your family. Thank you. Take care.